Today, the letter to the Hebrews reminds us of something very important. At the very center of our lives is the love of God. We should never doubt this love, even in times of trial. God is like a father with his children. He guides us. He nourishes us. He encourages us, but sometimes also he corrects us. We know that correction can be hard to accept, but later we see the good it brings. What matters most is that we never lose sight of this truth. God is love. He loves us as we are, and he always beside us to lift us up. And his great plan is to gather us all into his kingdom, to be with him. That is the purpose he created us for. Then the gospel tells us how we can enter this kingdom. Jesus says, strive to enter through the narrow door. That means it is not enough to do a few religious actions here and there. The Lord is asking for something deeper. He is asking for a real change of heart. To walk through his narrow door, we need to let go of pride, of honors, and selfish ambitions. All the wealth and the possession we cling to, we cannot take them with us. So to follow Jesus, we must make ourselves humble and trusting in him rather than in ourselves. In the end, that narrow door is the door of mercy. We must prepare ourselves by drawing close to God through justice, through kindness, through love, and especially through sharing with others. And here is the good news. The true God is a God for all. He is the God of love. The words of Christ can sometimes challenge us, but they are always words of life. Saint Peter understood this when he said, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. Like Peter, we may also ask, will only a few be saved? But if we think carefully, we see that the problem is not the door to be narrow, it is our own hearts. The Lord's invitation is always the same. Repent and believe in the gospel. Follow what I teach you. We need to put in practice what Jesus commands us to do. That narrow door is the door Jesus himself walked through by dying on the cross. And by rising again, he opened the way to eternal life for us. And he said, I am the gate of the sheep. Whoever enters by me will be saved. Our entrance into God's kingdom depends on the room we give Christ in our lives. We know that salvation is offered to all, but it requires our yes, our willing to do God's will. Love is either true or it is not love at all. So today, my friend, we turn once more to the Lord, and we tell him that we want to live in him and to walk with him. Many will try to enter the kingdom, but will not succeed. But also, we know that with Christ, everything is possible. Let us ask him to flee us from all that weighs us down and throws our journey with him. May his word awaken our faith so that together with countless others whom he calls, we may walk joyfully through that narrow door into eternal life.